In Death Podcast, hosted by Barry Mars, Season 2, Episode 10, featuring Monique, host of Mo Money Talks. Enjoy the show.
Peace, 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 In Death Podcast. I have a very special guest with me. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. It is Monique, aka MNQLXS on Instagram, and hostess of At Mo Money Talks.
Yes, yes. Welcome to the pod. Welcome to the pod.
Thank you for having me.
No doubt. So, wow, these are going to be some good questions. I'm looking forward to your answers on these.
I'm ready.
So my first question, what do you think are two things that men could do better with their interactions with women?
Oh gosh. Wow, two things. I was just having this conversation with somebody too, like the other day. One is to just not be creepy, to be honest. Like, right. I think, you know, men are always gonna try and like holler at women, like no matter what. Right. But I think like you just gotta pay attention to like the setting and like how you're coming across with it. Cause like me, I don't like being talked to at the gas stations, but like the main place where like guys want to do it. And like no matter what time, like because sometimes I be getting gas like super late. Mm-hmm. And I don't like, I'm like so weary of my surroundings and stuff, and like the last thing I want is for a guy to like come and try to talk to me, you know. I think like just, you know, I feel like that's like the most creepy setting that you could like try and holler at a girl at. So number one is just don't be creepy. Don't, you know, be like too, what's the word? Just don't come off like weird or nothing. And of course be respectful first and foremost. Like the main thing women want is to be respected. And like, no matter the dynamic, whether it's like a relationship or family or work or just like socializing somewhere, and not even with like just men and women, but I think, you know, just with everybody, just be respectful, because that's gonna get you like the best interaction and the best response.
Definitely. Yeah. I definitely agree with that 100%.
Yeah,
so that brings me to my next question. What do you think women could do better in their interactions with men?
I was not expecting these questions at all. I would say probably like give the nice guys a chance, because I would say nice guys do finish last. And I think I think I mentioned this in like episode one time. Women like don't like simps and stuff. Like I really know like there's probably some women who would disagree with me, but I think women don't like simps. Like they don't really like guys who are like too nice or like always available to them or like whatever. But I feel like those guys, you know, get overlooked a lot and end up being like sweethearts and stuff. And you know, women tend to like just overlook them because they're like so into this whole like toxicity or trend of toxicity and stuff like that. You know, so I would say give the nice guys a chance. And another thing would probably be to not be so materialistic or like stuck up, because I know like right now girls are like in their city girl era or like their hot girl summer, you know, type thing. And like what I see on Twitter and stuff a lot is like, you know, oh, he needs to cash out me X, Y, and Z or whatever, so I know he's worth it and stuff like that. That type of stuff I'm not like super big on, and I feel like it makes women look like really like just like gold digger type of women. And I don't know, I feel like those type of relationships and stuff just end up being like really superficial and short, you know. So I would say probably just not be so bougie and stuff like that.
All right. Okay, so that brings me to my next question. I love how these questions are kind of like flowing perfectly into the next ones.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on ghosting Do you think that there are understandable reasons to ghost someone? And if so, what are they?
That's a really good question. I would say, yes, I think ghosting is reasonable sometimes. It just depends. I don't know. I'm like the type of person where I don't like to ghost, really. Mm-hmm. If I'm like not feeling you or like whatever, I'll usually like let the person know, and then I'll be like, oh, you know, like I think we should just, you know, either just be friends or just not, you know, like just cut it off here or whatever.
Right.
So they like at least know.
Right.
And they're not like confused, like, what did I do? Or like, you know, what happened? And then that way too, like, you know, they don't end up doing that same thing to like the next girl or the next person or whatever.
Right.
But if they did something like super just like uncalled for, like if they like assaulted you or something, or like they disrespected you somehow,
right,
or whatever, I would say yeah, because at that point, like, they didn't show you any respect, so you don't really got to show them any respect by like giving them a goodbye or whatever. So I would say yeah, I think it's okay sometimes. But if you know like that person had like good intentions with you, but you just weren't feeling them, I think mm-hmm. the least you could do is just owe them, you know, like a goodbye or something.
You know, interestingly enough, I was talking to this one female, very gorgeous. I will say she was very gorgeous.
Yeah.
I let her down so respectfully, so easy. She blew up on me. She blew up on me.
Really?
Yeah.
But why did you, if you don't mind me asking, why did you have to let her go?
Well, the first thing was like, she asked me if I was a full-time rapper. So like my first thought was like, is she like money hungry? Like
yeah.
That was my first thought.
Yeah.
Then I kind of saw like what she was posting, and it was like, I need a man with the motherfucking racks. Like, and I was yeah, red flag.
Yeah. That's hella funny. I think it's a difference when like you want a man who is like, you know, stable and has money, like he's able to like provide and stuff, versus right. like somebody who has money and you just want him to like give all that money to you. You know what I mean? That's how it kind of sounds like she was coming off.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I couldn't do that.
Yeah. And plus like anybody blowing up like for any reason, I feel like it's super uncalled for, because like we're grown, we know how to have civil conversations. I feel right. like there's no reason to really just like blow up out of proportion mm-hmm. or like speak out of character or anything like that. So yeah, definitely a red flag.
definitely. Okay, so that, wow, these are flowing perfectly. This is cool. My next question, what are your thoughts on dating in 2022?
Dating in 2022. I feel like dating right now is kind of messy, just because everything is like, I don't know, people are very much influenced by social media, like a lot.
Right.
Everybody's into like all the toxic shit, all like the money hungry stuff, like being posted and like posting just like a bunch of drama and stuff. I feel like dating right now is like really, it's just toxic. Right. I would say it's toxic. I feel like a lot of people are just kind of following the masses and just really don't even really care to be in like a relationship. They just want to do it because it's the thing to do. They're bored. It's like trendy, whatever.
Right.
But nobody really cares about like actually getting to know the person and spending time with them and building a connection. And so I feel like people right now are not dating to marry or whatever. And I know that sounds like super like traditional and stuff, but like eventually, like, you know, I wouldn't say everybody wants to get married, but the majority of people want to get married and like settle down, have a family, whatever.
Right.
And I feel like dating in 2022 is just not, it's not, nobody has like their eyes on that. It's just more so for the moment, just kind of like doing whatever feels good, whatever, but nobody's really like trying to build themselves up or just build their relationship up to eventually get to that point. So yeah, I was dating in 2022 is pointless.
I agree. I think one of my friends, he told me something. He made a very good point. He said, people are more so focused on survival than dating right now.
Yes.
I agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody say that, but that, yeah, I would also agree.
definitely. So last question. For the listeners that haven't heard your podcast, describe Mo Money Talks for them and what your plans are for the future of Mo Money Talks.
Okay, if you haven't listened to Mo Money Talks, Mo Money Talks is basically just having real and raw conversations with yourself, with people around you, your friends, your partners, your family, whoever it is. And really, it's just about getting to know yourself, learning how to love yourself, thinking in depth about whatever it is that you want in life, and no matter like whatever dynamic it is. I talk about like relationships, anything that has to do with like social stuff, cultural stuff, family stuff, just self-awareness type of topics, and just, you know, getting to have those conversations that would usually be like uncomfortable or whatever. Right. I think I say a lot of stuff that comes off as like outlandish or like, right. You know, I think I have a lot of unpopular opinions about a lot of things. But I don't really think they're unpopular, really. I think a lot of people would agree. They just don't want to admit it because right, they want to like follow the masses, whatever. But yeah, it's just about being like real and raw and honest with yourself and the people around you. And yeah, just talking about anything and everything.
Dope. So what are your plans for the future of the pod?
I eventually want to get more guests on the show. I would eventually like to turn Mo Money Talks into like a talk show or something. Yeah. Like something big. Like I'm gonna start recording like actual like videos and stuff so I can start posting like reels. And then post like the actual videos on YouTube for those people who are more of like a visual type of person. You know, because I know not everybody likes to like listen to like a 30-minute podcast or whatever. And then from there, you know, like I said, just get more guests on the show, and then, you know, hopefully in a few years have a talk show or something. I would definitely like to have like you know, other people that do other podcasts on the show, and then like, you know, big artists and like other people. So hopefully I'm a speaking into existence. It's gonna happen.
dope.
Yeah.
So plug yourself in. Anyone you want to shout out, anything you want to plug in, you know, your Instagram, all that, go for it.
Well, shout out to you for having me on the In-Depth podcast. I love your podcast also. Shout out to Tapped In podcast with Jeannie Golden Maybook.
Yes.
And shout out to myself at MNQ Alexis on Instagram and at Mo Money Talks. And yeah, that's about it.
dope. Thank you for joining the pod.
Thank you for having me again.
most deaf. In-Depth podcast. Peace.
Bye.
We hope you've enjoyed episode 10 of season 2 of In-Depth podcast. Tune in next Sunday for the season finale of season 2 featuring Riley Arizona. In-Depth podcast.